Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, the Chinese foreign minister opposes the forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza, and the chairman of the National People's Congress of Vietnam is ousted for corruption. Plus, we'll explore the impact of Western sanctions on Iranian drone manufacturing. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has spoken out about the ongoing conflict in Gaza, stating that it has surpassed the bottom line of modern civilization. In an interview with Al Jazeera, he called for urgent international action and emphasized the need for a ceasefire. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you give us more insight into Wang Yi's statements?
Certainly, David. Foreign Minister Wang Yi expressed deep concern about the humanitarian disaster resulting from the prolonged Gaza conflict. He emphasized that the historical injustice suffered by the Palestinian people must be corrected as a fundamental solution to the conflict. He also stressed the urgency of promoting a ceasefire.
And what is China's role in this situation?
China has pledged to cooperate with the international community to mobilize all parties towards implementing a ceasefire and ensuring access to aid. Wang Yi also firmly opposes the forced relocation of Palestinian civilians and collective punishment against the people of Gaza. He stressed the need to prevent the conflict's negative impact from continuing to spill over and destabilizing the region.
What does Wang Yi see as the path to lasting peace in the region?
Wang Yi believes that lasting peace can only be achieved by giving the Palestinian people justice and politically resolving the reasonable security concerns of all parties involved. He also pointed out that the root cause of the escalation in the Red Sea lies in the Gaza conflict.
What measures might China take to promote an immediate ceasefire in Gaza?
In the interview, Wang Yi highlighted the need for urgent international action in response to the Gaza conflict, which has caused more than 100,000 casualties and displaced millions in the past 6 months. While specific measures were not detailed, it's clear that China is advocating for a diplomatic solution and is ready to work with the international community to achieve this.
Thanks for the insights into that complex and urgent situation, Michael. Shifting our focus to another political development in the region, in Vietnam, the chairman of the country's National Assembly, Vuong Dinh Hue, has recently resigned. This comes as part of an ongoing anti-corruption campaign that has seen several high-ranking officials step down. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you give us more insight into this situation?
Certainly, David. The resignation of Vuong Dinh Hue has added to the political instability in Vietnam. This follows the resignation of President Vo Van Thuong in March and former President Nguyen Xuan Phoc last year, both stepping down due to political responsibility for corruption scandals during the pandemic.
What does this mean for the political environment in Vietnam?
Analyst Nguyen Cac Giang from the ISIS Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore has noted that this situation highlights extreme uncertainty in Vietnam's political environment. The country, which often prides itself on stability, has seen three top leaders resign in just over a year.
What led to Vuong Dinh Hue's resignation?
A few days before Vuong Dinh Hue's resignation, his aide, Pham Thai Ha, was arrested for allegedly abusing his position and power for personal gain. While initial reports did not suggest that Vuong Dinh Hue was suspected of corruption, investigators found that he had violated party regulations and his actions had negatively impacted the reputation of the party, the state, and himself. The Communist Party of Vietnam accepted his voluntary resignation.
What could this mean for Vietnam's economic ambitions?
Political instability could potentially threaten Vietnam's economic ambitions as it seeks to become an alternative to China in the region's supply chain. During a recent visit to Vietnam, Apple CEO Tim Cook expressed hope to increase investment in the country.
What's next for Vietnam's political leadership?
Vietnamese leaders will convene a Communist Party Congress in early 2026. In the meantime, Experts suggest that rivals are positioning themselves as successors to Nguyen Phu Trong, who was elected party chairman for an unprecedented third term in 2021. Given his age, he is unlikely to seek re-election.
Thanks for the insights on that complex and urgent situation, James. Shifting our focus to another pressing international matter, the United States and United Kingdom have announced new sanctions against Iran, specifically targeting its drone manufacturing. This comes in response to Tehran's recent True Commitment operation against Israel. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you give us more insight into these sanctions?
Certainly, David. These sanctions were announced last Thursday and are aimed at Iran's drone manufacturing sector. They also target some companies and individuals. This move comes after the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, announced that EU foreign ministers had decided to expand defense sanctions against Iran.
What led to the implementation of these sanctions?
These sanctions are a response to Tehran's recent True Commitment operation against Israel. The operation has raised concerns among Western nations, leading to the decision to impose these new sanctions.
What impact might these sanctions have on Iran's drone manufacturing?
While the specific impact of these sanctions on Iran's drone manufacturing is yet to be seen, they are likely to pose significant challenges. Sanctions typically aim to restrict access to resources and technology, which could hinder Iran's ability to produce drones. However, it's important to note that Iran has previously demonstrated resilience in the face of sanctions, often finding ways to circumvent them.
Thanks for the insights on that complex and urgent situation, Bella. Shifting our focus to another developing story, the Chadian government has reportedly sent a message to the United States threatening to cancel agreements that allow the U.S. military presence on its territory. This comes amid claims that there is no legal basis for the U.S. presence. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you give us more insight into this situation?
Certainly, David. The letter, dated April 4th, was written by the Chadian Air Force commander to the U.S. defense attaché in N'Djamena. In it, the Chadian government demanded that the United States immediately cease activities at Kosei Air Base, stating that the U.S. was unable to provide documents proving the legitimacy of their presence.
What led to this sudden demand from the Chadian government?
The specific reasons behind this demand are not clear from the reports. However, it's worth noting that this move comes at a time of increasing scrutiny of foreign military presence in various parts of the world. The Chadian government's demand could be seen as part of a broader push for greater sovereignty and control over its territory.
What could be the implications of this for the United States?
If Chad follows through on its threat to cancel the agreements, it could potentially disrupt U.S. military operations in the region. The U.S. has used bases like the one in Kosei for various activities, including counterterrorism operations. However, it's still too early to predict the exact impact, as it would depend on various factors, including the U.S.'s response to this demand and potential negotiations between the two countries.
Thanks for the insights on that complex and urgent situation, Celeste. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.